The DubDub Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Join Jordan and Cameron Black, along with Michael and Christina, as they share their Walt Disney World and Florida adventures with you. Most recently, check out their full resort walkthroughs for the All-Star Resorts, Art of Animation, Port Orleans, Grand Floridian, Contemporary, and Polynesian Resorts. You can find them on Facebook at The Theme Park Brothers, on Twitter at Theme Park Boys, and on their YouTube channel, which is The Theme Park Brothers. Subscribe now so you'll never miss a show.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the DubDub Review Podcast again. I am your host for this evening, Pete Ponacorvo, and with me as always, one Mr. Chris Malik. Chris, how you been?
I'm doing good, buddy. Just came off a shift at work, and I'm ready to roll, ready to relax with our best form of relaxation.
Yeah, that's how I was on that last show. It was literally walk in and start recording. So we have been lucky enough to land a good guest for tonight, so we don't have to sound so silly and, well, let's be honest, uninformed.
It's all we got, Pete. What are you talking about?
Right? It's part of our charm, but, you know, we try to make it interesting for the other people. So, a friend of mine that I've met and don't get to see as often as I'd like, Florence Porter. Florence, greetings from Chicago to Colorado.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So Florence has come on because with Laura leaving, we have no female voice on the show right now. And today's topic absolutely needed a female voice because, Chris, let's be honest, you and I, if we ever get divorced or our wives leave us, we're pretty much going to be by ourselves.
Come on, that's not even fair. Come on. All right, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Like,
all right, really. We don't really know girly stuff very much. Florence is not what I would call a girly girl, but she's a lot closer than me or Chris. And Florence, I mean that in the best possible way.
I know you do.
But we're going to kind of
give us
go
the topic,
over,
Pete, so please.
Tonight we're going to go over our list of top girly things to do while down at Walt Disney World.
Florence, are you up for that challenge? Did you make a list?
I'm up for that. I actually have a list.
Okay. So let me just stop you both for 1 second. We have this topic, did some research today, and as I did the research, I realized
we are going to make some people mad.
We're going to make people mad today. And that was not our intention at all. So if you're a female, and if anything that comes out of our mouth offends you, I apologize. We are trying to think of the things that might appeal to a female at Walt Disney World. So if we don't mention your favorite ride, which might
be... Let us know.
It might be Space Mountain. I realize it's my daughter Lucille's favorite ride. So it just might be that we might have missed it because we're cavemen. So we're doing our best, so please forgive us in advance. Right? Yeah, exactly. And that's why we brought Florence on. So, Florence, we made a list. It's not going to be as good as yours. Do you want to share us some of your ideas for things women can do at Walt Disney World?
Sure. So I thought about some things I've done. I've gone to Disney World with my cousin, and then we went once with her mom. And I thought, well, what are the things that we did that was kind of fun, the things I don't typically do with my boys? And one of them was the afternoon tea at the Garden View Tea Room at the Grand Floridian.
Okay. I actually have that on my list, believe it or not.
So you've done this, right, Florence?
I have done this. I did this Princess Week in 2016, and it's a lot of fun. It's a little pricey, but it's a really neat experience. It's something kind of different. You get these little you know, sandwiches and you get the tea. And I don't drink tea, so it wouldn't normally appeal to me. But the experience itself was really fun. And the three of us sat around and, you know, and we talked and they brought us our the tea and the sandwiches and then the cakes. And it was just a really fun experience. It's something I probably wouldn't bring the boys to, but us three girls had a great time.
Is that the only place on Walt Disney World that actually has a tea service? I think it is.
I think it is. There might be one other one, but I'm not sure. That's the only one I've really heard of that we considered.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to throw this out there while we're on the subject of afternoon tea at the Grand Floridian. There is another tea service done at the Grand Floridian called the Perfectly Princess Tea. Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of disposable income and you have a little girl that is all about the princesses and everything else, this may be right up her alley. I was kind of poking around and found one guest and one child, $333.64. And you can add an additional person for another $260-some.
Yeah, that would take a lot of disposable income.
Good Lord, what kind of tea are they giving you?
Or how many sandwiches can you stuff in your pockets? So
yeah, really. How many scones is that?
Florence, tell me. So I'm looking at it right now, and it tells me herbal teas, dainty sandwiches, and desserts. So how does the service go? What do they do? They bring the tea to you. They bring...
So they bring you the menu, and you've got about choices of four different services. So it kind of mixes, do you get the dessert, or do you get sandwiches? Or, you know, so you kind of you pick the package that you want. So, of course, they start at less expensive, and then they get more expensive. And we pick kind of a middle of the road, because it wasn't really a meal for us. So we went and then you pick which tea you want. So you get to pick your own tea. So they bring your own little teapot and your cup. So you got your own type there. And then they brought like a, you know, one of those like three tier, you know, petit four kind of trays. Right. And they had the sandwiches on there. And so there was enough for, like, there were three different sandwiches. I think there was like a chicken salad, it was like a cucumber or something, and there's something else. You know, it's like, you know, four or five trips ago, so they all start mixing together. But I remember that, and then we kind of ate through our sandwiches, and then they brought us more tea, and then they brought us another, you know, tall thing that had all the little desserts on it, and, you know, so little miniature cakes and petit fours, and I think there was like a tart, you know, a fruit tart thing, but... I don't know. It wasn't the food itself that I remember, but it was just more that experience. Mm.
Okay, well, I'm going to quiz you both right now, and because I am a tea drinker. So here's the question, and Florence would probably know best. If you are drinking Earl Grey tea, do you put cream in Earl Grey tea? Peter, do you think so?
You don't put cream in tea. You put milk in tea.
You can put cream. You can put milk. Okay, let's accept it as both. Would you put that in Earl Grey tea?
I'm going to say yes.
Florence, would you put that in Earl Grey tea?
Wow, I have no idea. I like cold drinks, so that was an experience to drink hot tea. So I'm not an expert on that.
Pete, you're a kindred spirit, aren't you then, as well, right?
The only tea I've ever had is like Snapple, raspberry, or peach iced tea.
Well, I'm going to give you guys something. The answer is you don't, because Earl Grey's derivative fruit is bergamot, which is a citrus fruit, and you can't mix your citruses and your dairies. It'll come out tasting awful. So, see that? I gave you something from today, Pete, right?
I learned something.
You learned something.
Now I know.
Unlike a usual WWE show. Hey, Pete, give us, you got one as well?
Yeah, actually, you know, I've actually done this one and enjoyed it myself. And that's have a meal at Akershus, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I believe they have the princesses at all three. I personally have done breakfast. If you are adventurous, they do have some native Norwegian foods. If you are less adventurous, they do have the standard American-style breakfast foods. You know, you walk in, you get your picture with, at least one of the princesses. I think Belle was out there when we went. But then it's the standard princesses, Snow White, Cinderella, you know, the big ones.
Okay.
Ariel and Sleeping Beauty. That was on my list
too. There you go.
Shoes. Yep. And I've done dinner 2 or 3 times.
Wow. And they have the princesses at dinner too, correct?
Florence? Yes. Yes. Okay. And dinner is similar, I guess, in a way to breakfast, where they have like a buffet for salads and appetizers, you know, cold cuts and such, and then you pick your main entree, and then they bring another tray with desserts for everybody to share.
Okay. So I know breakfast is, you have the buffet, but then the main breakfast stuff is more family style. So okay. it's eggs, it's bacon, sausage, things like that, potatoes.
Yeah, dinner I always get the meatballs because it's a Norwegian dish.
There you go.
Can't go wrong with meatballs.
Is there dinner menu?
Kindergarten.
Yeah, the Swedish chef. Nice. Florence, is there dinner menu just as adventurous? I know that's one of the reasons we've looked at it, but we've not been comfortable going because I know there's things like smoked salmon and whatnot that it's going to get hard to get my 5-year-old to have that for breakfast. How does dinner look?
I don't think so. I'm not a very adventuresome eater, and I don't eat fish either, but I don't remember it being really limiting.
Okay.
I mean, they have Norwegian options, but they all seemed fine. I just get the meatballs every time because they were really good.
Okay. Well, then there you go. So if you're not an adventurous eater or you're not a fish person, you can still find something good on the menu. Cool. Okay. What was the last character meal you were at, Florence?
Okay. That was on my list as well. We just did 1900 Park Fair for dinner last weekend.
Ooh. Okay. Go with it then.
That was on my list because Prince Charming is there. You don't get a lot of the princes. And so from a girly perspective.
Oh, good thought.
So I've done breakfast there, but you get like the Mad Hatter, and you get Alice and Tigger and Pooh, and I'm missing one in the breakfast. But dinner, Mary Poppins is breakfast. But dinner, you get the stepmother and the stepsisters and Cinderella and Prince Charming.
Hmm. Well, you know what? That's genius because I would never assume you'd want to meet anything but the princesses. But yeah, Prince Charming's like super important in that role.
The girls want to meet princes.
Wow. Is there any place else you're aware of on property that actually features the princes other than the parades and the stage shows?
I haven't been there yet, but the Bon Voyage Adventure Breakfast.
Hmm.
That's at Trattoria Al Forno.
Okay.
It's you've got basically Prince Eric and Ariel, and then you have Flynn Rider and Rapunzel.
So I think Flynn Rider is available here and there, and I don't know if you count Aladdin as a prince, but
I saw Aladdin on cruise ship.
I know you
I
can
made sure
see
I got him and Captain Jack.
You can find Aladdin back in the Morocco Pavilion at Epcot occasionally.
Cool, that's something I would never have thought about until right now, and it makes complete sense. So hey, let me spring something on you two and see if this is something that would be girly centered. So my wife likes to shop as much as I do on vacation, and she recently has found the wonderful charms, and that's literal, of the Pandora bracelets and the Alex and Annie bracelets, and I'm probably saying those wrong, but
no, I think you get those right actually.
Should be after buying them all. Anyways, the Pandora bracelets, you can buy them there and you can get specific charms. And they sell Pandora bracelets everywhere, but there are Walt Disney World specific charms that go on there. And they're not that expensive. The bracelet, if memory serves right, is between like $70 and $90. And then each charm is like anywhere from $40 to $60 and can go up, obviously. But if you budget yourself and you buy one or two per trip, it doesn't seem nearly as painful as if she were to buy the entire bracelet full of charms right now.
True.
And the cool thing about it is one trip I went to, I decided to branch out of just the bracelet because I do only have exclusive Walt Disney charms. And I bought a necklace for charms to go on, and I bought these little they're earrings, and you can put certain charms on them. So I have a Mickey hands and a Minnie hands for my earrings. I have Ren Disney things on my necklace, and then everything else goes on my bracelet.
Awesome. Do you have just one Florence, or do you have multiple bracelets?
I have one bracelet, one necklace, and then the set of earrings, and so I'm kind of cramming them all on there.
So, yeah, I've seen people that have multiples on their arms, and I wonder, you know, that I wonder what the credit card bill is, first off, but second off, I wonder, have you had any experience where, like, the charm bracelet or anything opens up and they've fallen off, or...
I had my bracelet break on me when I was out in California, and then it dawned on me, oh, there's a Pandora store here, so, oh, darn, I guess I have to go to Downtown Disney, and they replaced it for free.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They're really good about it.
They did. The clasp that hooks on literally just popped right off the end of it, and, I brought it down there and they replaced it right there. I didn't even have a receipt.
Did you lose any charms in the process?
I did not, because I was getting ready to put it on. So I was putting it on, okay, and it popped off. So knock on wood, I didn't lose any of them.
Well, and I'll say they make some pretty wild charms, but they're all beautiful. They have like renditions of like Spaceship Earth. But mm-hmm. when you look at it, I mean, it looks completely acceptable as a piece of jewelry. But yet when you look at it, it's so obvious it's Spaceship Earth. So, yeah, my wife made a point of whenever she goes, something symbolic from that trip she purchases. It could be a Magic Kingdom attraction. It could be an Epcot attraction or a shoe or something. But, yeah, she's got a nice thing going, and every time she wears it, you know, it just brings back memories. And it can be expensive, but it's not crazy expensive. It's not over the top. It's not $336 for tea, you know, kind of expensive. So
yeah, I got a good story about that, actually. My in-laws bought Missy one for her birthday, her 40th, and they know that she has a, we'll call it an affinity for slot machines. So they bought her a charm thinking that it was like a Las Vegas charm. Turns out it was Minnie Mouse's charm. Oh. It is the only Disney charm my wife has. It's the only one she wants. She refuses to get any others.
Well, she got one, right?
She got one, but they thought it was like the dots from like playing cards, and it was actually Minnie Mouse.
That's called, hey. Yeah, hey, we'll take it, right?
Whatever. Yeah. That's a whole nother show right there.
Florence, you got some others for us?
Let's see. Okay, so now this isn't a ride or a place to eat, but one place I go with my cousin every time we go out there is we have to go see Gaston.
Okay.
Because he is one of the best character meets you can do.
Florence, you know what? Again, with the male versions, it never even made my list. And right now I'm thinking to myself, why? Of course, you'd see Gaston. So,
Well, so you're assuming that women would like to go see princesses, but do you want to go see princes?
You're completely right. Okay. And of course, no one drinks like Gaston. No one thinks like Gaston. Of course, right?
Oh, he is amazing. There was this one woman standing in front of us in line, and he's looking like straight at her, and she's got sunglasses on the top of her head. And she comments about, oh, you are beautiful. I'm so happy to see you. You're wonderful. And then he grabs her sunglasses and adjusts them. So basically he was looking at himself in her sunglasses. It was hysterical. That character is so amazing.
Come to think of it, when you look at YouTube, I can't think of many character interactions as copious on YouTube as the Gaston interactions with people, right? You have to cast that one just perfectly, and they have. Every Gaston out there seems to be like on the money. So, yeah, of course, it's genius.
And females love to play that up.
Pete, is Missy a Gaston person?
Honestly, I don't think she's ever met him.
Okay. I don't
know.
Well,
I guess you're going to have to take her.
We're not huge, meet and greet people.
But this is Gaston, Pete. I mean,
he's worth it.
He's in a class by himself, right? All right. Pete, can you compete against that? You got something that could top Gaston? Because I don't know. That might be number one in my book here now.
All right, this one, I know there's going to be guys out there that say, oh, I like to go there for a massage too, but you've got the three spas, the Senses spas at the Grand Floridian in Saratoga Springs, and the Mandara spa at the Dolphin.
Okay.
I have never once gone and had a manicure, pedicure, or facial at Disney World, but I would assume there are many people that have and have enjoyed it because they are always busy.
Florence, are you one of those people? Have you been there?
I have not been there.
Okay.
It was on my list of things to suggest. I'm not loose with my purse springs for that. I can do that at home before I leave.
You know what? I want to say to you guys, I completely agree. My wife has always made it, hey, I like to do that, but it's never quite come up as significant enough. But yet, I know that if I were to go and treat my wife and my daughters to that, they would love it.
They'd love it.
They would love it. So, yeah, you're right, Pete. They are always busy, right? Great one.
Now, one thing I could say is if you took this one step out of Disney World, and we're talking about the Disney cruises, the Rainforest Room on the Disney cruises, that is a must-do.
Tell me about it.
I will spend money on that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So basically, I usually get the whole package for the whole cruise, and like the cruise I just got off on, the Be Our Guest cruise, we go in there and the whole group, we would take over the whole room. So the highlight of our room would be the tile heated beds. Have you ever seen those? There's like eight of them, and the room then has glass in front of you, glass doors, and then there's two hot tubs, and then right out that is outside there is the ocean. And you just go in there, and you would think in the middle of the Caribbean that a heated bed would not be good. But I can tell you, I went in there and I napped pretty much every time. You just lay on these heated tile beds, and they conform to your body, and they look like they would be uncomfortable, but they are the most comfortable thing in the world. You just close your eyes and put your headphones on, and you just melt, and you've got the water right out there. It's amazing. And then they also have three saunas. So there's like a dry sauna, and there's two hot saunas. And then they also have four like showers with different kinds of water, like cool water or warm water, and then a mixture, and you'll hear thunder going in one of them. And so you can kind of mix it up and, you know, do the sauna and then do the shower and then lay on the beds and then go back and do a shower, whatever. But you have access to it if you buy the package for the whole cruise. And that is just one of the must-dos when I do a Disney cruise.
So you're educating me. You can buy a package that will last the entire cruise, and you can go there whenever you'd like? Is that right?
Yes. Oh. From 8 in the morning till 10 at night.
Oh, man. I could imagine that costs probably a fortune, but it's probably worth every penny, and I don't think anyone who's ever gone on it has said that wasn't worth it.
So my husband and I went. We got the couples package. You can get two people to make a couples package, and we did a 7-night on the Fantasy that we got off of, and by the time they build in the gratuities and everything, it was like $210 for both of us for the whole cruise.
Oh, that's not bad, actually. That's not bad. Way not bad.
Wow. That's worth it, because you're going to spend that for one spa treatment at the Grand Floridian. Right, for one massage.
I was completely expecting you to say something like $600-$700, like $100 a day. Holy cow.
I'm going to help put this in perspective.
I plan it into every single trip I take on the Disney Cruise Line.
Wow.
My trip coming up in October, just to put that in perspective, $200 for two people. That was for 7 days.
For 7 nights. So it's going to be less than a shorter cruise.
7 nights of a cruise. I can get two people party tickets in the third week of October for Halloween party for $200.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you can have, what, seven 6 hours? Seven nights in the cruise ship in the spa, or 1 6-hour party at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is a deal and a half.
Now, we missed one or two days, I think. But of the days I did go down there, I was in there from an hour and a half to 2 hours when I did go.
Wow. Hey, let me pick both of your brains here and see if we can't both talk this next one through. So I was going through my list and thinking, are there attractions? Are there rides that would appeal to females more than males? So in my mind, I was thinking, okay, what does my wife and daughter enjoy? And You know what? I'm going to give credit to the Walt Disney Company that really most of the rides they like, I like. There's not a lot of specific rides for women. They are just family attractions. So I give them credit for that. Florence, what would be some of the rides? Would you have any that would appeal to females?
So I can think of at least one ride that neither... Well, one of my sons will go on with me. One of them just refuses, and it's a Small World.
Okay.
Because they just... It's all dolls and the song, and but I love it. Maybe it's because it's a classic, but I love It's a Small World, and it's... I kind of think it probably is more geared more towards girls, and probably Under the Sea, you know, Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah.
I mean, they enjoy that, but I think it's more geared towards you know, girls.
I think that's probably right with Under the Sea. The Small World, that'd be even arguable there, because, heck, I'm a big lug, and I still like going on It's a Small World. So, yeah, but I completely get the dolls. Peter, what about you? You got any rides that...
I got two.
Yeah, hit us.
Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you want to call that a show or an attraction, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's that one that those two chicks are in over in Norway.
Be nice. Be nice.
I was being nice.
Okay. Florence, you've been on Frozen?
I have.
And... do you think it's a really good attraction that would appeal to the family or just to the females?
I think it's a strong attraction.
I mean, I think it'll appeal towards families.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's worth the hype that people have made it up to. I've ridden it a few times, and yeah, I was expecting more. But I love Frozen, so...
Okay.
But I did love the ride as much as I loved the movie.
Okay. That's probably a good assessment. Pete, I don't know if it's girls. I think it's more families than girls, but definitely girls are going to demand to go to see Anna and Elsa. That's a given.
How about this? If you asked Jude, you want to go on the Frozen ride, or do you want to go on Test Track? What's he going to pick?
He'd probably pick Test Track. Point made.
Okay.
Point made. But my daughter Lucille, Pete, would also pick Test Track.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
My point, it was more that I think that the Frozen ride appeals more to young girls than it would to boys.
That's probably accurate as well, too. Yes. You just can't let it go, Pete, can you? And yes, that was intentional.
See, the challenge I have is I have two sons, and so the things that I like to do have been geared towards the fact that I always have to go on things that my boys have liked.
Mm. Would you?
Right? If I had daughters, I would probably have different preferences.
Would you quantify the Dumbo ride as a girly ride, or would that be one that appeals to the whole family?
I think that's a family.
I can never get anyone to go on Dumbo with me.
Florence, I'll go on Dumbo with you.
We'll
take separate Dumbos, because.
But they would prefer.
I've seen
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Okay.
So you know, if you have a choice.
Yeah. So look, we have three Walt Disney World veterans, and we're stuck right now after four, and really a couple of them are even arguable, and that just shows you that. You know, the rides and the attractions they make, they're made for the family. They're not really made for... So it's really the experiences, or it's individual, you know, to appeal to them. So, yeah, that's a hard list. I mean, you might be able to get away with the, you know, first time in forever Frozen sing-along, potentially, to go along with your thought, Pete. You know, that might be one. And I might even go so far as to say the Beauty and the Beast live on stage show. If the girls like princesses, but after watching that show, I like watching that show too. So I wouldn't even say that as well.
So you could say the same thing about the Little Mermaid one at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, that's correct. Where they put the bubbles down on you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk about the headliner. Let's talk about the one that we're all saving for the end.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Oh, that wasn't the one I was saying. Never mind.
Okay, that was my headliner. So let's talk about this. This is designed for girls ages like roughly
3 to 12.
Okay, I was going to say 5 or so. Okay, 3 to 12. What happens for the girls that are older? What happens to the teenagers?
Wah wah.
They get denied. Florence, what would you ever have the desire to go and have that done? Or if you were 17 or about that age?
I already know her answer.
You know my answer, right? I want to go now.
Okay.
I want to go be a princess. Now, I don't want them to pull my hair up super tight so I'm going to get a headache. But I would love to get dressed up and have a crown and be able to have a dress and just make me feel like a princess.
And why do you think they don't for adults? I'm curious. Besides potentially getting confused with you actually wearing princess costumes and mm-hmm. are you part of the cast?
That's exactly why.
Okay.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Is that the only reason, do you think? I imagine it has to be, right, at this point?
Yeah, because how could it be more money except the costumes, right? But then they aren't going to sell those costumes in adult sizes for the same reason, because you don't want to be mistaken. See, I would love to be dressed up as the fairy godmother because I have the hair for it.
Yep.
Can't see this on a podcast, but my hair is
absolutely
very white.
Thought that as soon as this started. I'm like, Florence would be so perfect if she could just be the fairy godmother.
Yes. I finally met her at Disneyland in January. I was so excited.
Wow. She probably looked at you. You looked back at her, kind of looked at each other. I was like, wait a minute. That's my job. Okay. What is the cost? Pete, do you have the information right now for the Bippity Boppity?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I can look it up real quick.
I know it's significant, and I know it includes the dress and includes the makeup. I don't want to say fortunate. I've been able to avoid having my daughters go to it, only with the rationalization that once you get it, you're not going to go in the pool that day. You kind of have to stay with your hair pulled up tight and makeup on. And usually at that point, that's where they're like, we'd rather go into the pool. So that's been kind of easy to avoid. I know it's expensive. I know it's over $100.
So crown package starts at $60.
Okay.
That's hairstyling, makeup with a face gem, nail polish, princess sash, and bag.
Okay.
Courtyard package is $100, adds a t-shirt and tutu. The castle package is $200, and that adds the princess costume of your girl's choice and accessories, excluding shoes. And then I can get a picture of her, your little princess, in addition to that for another $33.
Okay.
I do know they have recently opened it up to, they're calling princesses and knights. I don't know. I would assume that the boys' pricing is fairly similar, but I don't know what they would get.
Okay.
Well, now I also think that the Pirates League allows girls to go in and get dressed up as pirates.
They sure do.
I've actually seen both girl and boy pirates walk around. I don't know if it's nearly as popular for the girls. I know it's not. But I have seen that, and I think, you know, when I see that brave girl walking around in the, you know, the pirate queen costume, I was like, yeah, she's got the courage to do that. That a girl, you know? It always makes me happy to see it. Would you ever want to do that, Florence?
I dress up on Pirate Night on the cruises. Now, I dress up as a wench, but I'm sure they do the makeup and stuff for pirates for the girls, too.
Awesome.
I'm sure they don't make the girls look like a boy pirate.
Florence, you think Peter, he's more of the knight kind of guy or more of the pirate kind of guy?
Pirate.
I'm thinking pirate, too. What do you think? What are you, Pete?
Yeah, I'm more the pirate type.
There you go. You guys have any more you want to share with us?
Cinderella's Royal Table. I mean,
I know it can be both,
but I mean, come on, you get to eat where Cinderella eats, and it's family, and it's way overpriced. I'm not even going to try to deny that, but like when we went with my niece, she loved it because we were in Cinderella's castle. that was like the biggest thing for her. So,
Florence, you've been in Cinderella's castle. You've eaten at Cinderella's royal table.
I have not. I choose Akershus over that. I get more princesses and it's less money.
Mm. Well, at the time we didn't know about Akershus because this was, she was six. She's 17 now. So,
cool.
Yeah, I've got my list of you know, things I want to do that I'm working off, and I don't know that I have that one on the list. It's just maybe when I have a granddaughter someday, hopefully, then that'll be more appealing to me. But I'm good with Akershus. I love that.
Cool. Florence, could you have one last good one for us?
You know, I don't see him all the time, but, you know, another character greet, I would go with Tarzan over at Animal Kingdom.
I was going to say, are you picking up on the pattern here, Chris?
You want it girly, okay? What are the things the girls are going to go do that the guys aren't? That's it.
And their outfits keep getting less and less.
Right?
Oh, I've got one from 2000, and it was pretty less then, too.
So Tarzan's an older one. He's not always out. Where would you find him at?
Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Animal. My cousin got one of him, I think it was a year ago.
He was actually out when I was there in February.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot now, Florence, then. All right, so you got your choice of all the male characters, and you got a meet and greet. I need your top three male characters for girlies at Walt Disney World.
Gaston.
Okay.
Number one. Tarzan, if you could find him.
Okay.
And Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack. I'd like to see Captain Jack Sparrow. Everyone would want to see Captain Jack Sparrow. Is he the one across the way from the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, the one that just makes the little stage show right there?
Yeah, so he's in the stage show. I don't know, you can always get a picture with him.
Yeah.
He is available usually during Halloween parties, though.
Okay. We've seen his stage show presentation, and he's really good, and he has every mannerism down, and his inflections are, like, spot on, so... If you weren't paying attention and you just walked by, you'd say, I got to go see Captain Jack. That's the real Captain Jack. So, again, brilliant casting.
And he is available on the Disney Cruise Line on Pirate Night. You just have to get in line. And my husband was wonderful. He got in line 30 minutes ahead, and we were third in line.
Oh, man, he's a sweetheart.
Yep. He saved my spot and then just moved out of the way so I could get my picture with him.
Peter, do you have anything left? Do you have a good one for us to end with?
Disney Springs.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Shopping is shopping is shopping, right?
Hey, Peter, I was avoiding that
and
one because
a
you know
brand
they
new
shop.
Mall to go shopping.
You know, you had Pandora, but you didn't mention Dooney and Bark purses.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to keep that one away from Chris's
place. Exactly. Or Vera Bradley or the outlet stores. I know. No, you're exactly right. Okay, so let me ask you this question. My wife doesn't have any Dooney and Burke, but she's got a few Vera Bradleys. Do you have both, or are you a fan of one or the other?
I have a Vera Bradley wallet, which has the Mickey pattern on it that I bought at Disney Springs.
Okay.
And I just bought my fourth Dooney.
Oh, you're a...
But they're all different sizes.
Okay.
And my two most popular that I get comments on all the time at home, I have a large one that's black and red, the Dark Side from the Dark Side Race. And then I have, so that's the Star Wars. And then I have the Avengers, which is my day-to-day type purse. And I get compliments on those all the time.
And which model is it? Is it the crossbody? Which kind? You can see I've obviously looked at this.
I carry a lot of stuff with me, so the crossbodies are too small for me.
Okay.
So my Dark Side one is the large one. It's almost too big, so it's almost like a tote size. And then, you know, because when you do the Run Disney, you order them and you don't necessarily know, you know, the exact dimensions. So that was bigger than I expected, but it works great. And the size I have for the Avengers is just kind of the standard size. It's kind of the middle of the road one where it's still a good size purse.
Wow.
And the one I just bought was more of a clutch, but it's a clutch wallet-ish kind of size, but it's got the thin straps. And that one was unique to the Disney Cruise Line, and it has Mickey and Minnie, and they look like pirates. And so it's kind of like sketches. So it's white with like sketches and colorful sketches of Mickey and Minnie and pirates. And so that's the one I just got.
Okay. So let me try and describe them. So if you, in Florence, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're going to know a lot better than me. Dooney and Bork is like a rigid leather pattern, and the Vera Bradley's kind of a puffy, soft, cottony type material. So it's like it's like the exact opposite sides of the spectrum as far as purses go. So
yes,
okay, and you can usually find both of them on clearance at like the off-site outlet stores, the like the Disney character warehouses. So if you don't mind buying an older style, then you can find them there for a really good deal. My wife's purse is a Vera Bradley, and it was like $23. So if you don't mind taking a trip, I guess there's my final one is, if you don't mind taking a trip off Walt Disney World property, find the character warehouses and you'll find amazing deals, like legitimately amazing deals, 70 and 80% off because it happens to be at the end of the run or the previous season. But we happen to find a lot of the stuff they carry there. We've seen that retail at the resort gift shops or even on like the Emporium on Main Street. So it just happens to be a weird pricing dynamic where it's there on sale cheap and at the parks expensive for the same piece. So that'd be my final one. Florence? Well, yeah,
I just want to say, I always get comments on my Dooney and Burke. That's the Haunted Mansion wallpaper. I just
love it.
A nice one. Pete, what kind of Dooney and Burke do you got, Pete? Good. There you go.
It's the drawstring.
Yeah, very
it
good.
It looks like kind of a little backpack.
Very good. And you're 100% serious, aren't you?
I might be. Yeah, you might not be. You don't know.
All right.
You don't know everything about me.
Except for those pictures. So, Florence.
Hey, yeah. No, you told me those got deleted.
They're out there in the ether. Florence, I want to give you an opportunity. Plug who you like to plug or any groups you're in and let people know how they can contact you, please.
Okay, well, let's see. My main homie are the Be Our Guest Lizards. They really got me out there and exercising on a regular basis, and I don't know where I'd be without them. They're true family. I spend personal time with them, too, when I can. And let's see, Resort Loop, that I know you're familiar with, the DBC Roundtable. Listen to that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Let's see. WDW Happy Place. I know I'm going to miss some. Mickey Milers. Magic for Less Travel. Mm-hmm. I'm a part-time agent for them. And you can find me on Facebook at Florence Hankey Porter.
Awesome. Peter? If someone wanted to contact you with your girly ideas and get pictures of your Haunted Mansion drawstring, how could they?
As always, you can find me over at the WWU page on Facebook. You can search for my name, Peter Ponacorvo. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as @MagicMouseMedic.
And find me on the WWU Facebook page as well and at Disney Chicago on Twitter. And you can find me as well on the WW Review podcast on Instagram. So for my friends, Peter, for my new friend, Florence, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great evening.
See ya.
Bye.
So Florence, tell me, why did you relocate your son? I didn't follow along. I didn't want to be an internet creeper. Why did you relocate him?
So on the last Be Our Guest podcast cruise 2 years ago, I took my son because my husband and my younger son did a Boy Scout thing. And he met a girl on that trip. And they, in January at Disneyland, got engaged. And that's where her family lives. So he moved back there to... kind of start a life back there, and they're getting married next summer.
So he met a girl on the Be Our Guest podcast cruise. Was she a Disney fan, or was she part of the Be Our Guest Lizard.
They were not part of our cruise, but yes, they're DVC. She only does Disney vacations, and she is a sweetheart. I love her. She's really awesome.
What a wild adventure. How was that possible that he would meet someone and then end up getting engaged to her? That's like, well, that's magical, you know?
I know. It really was. It was pretty cool. It was exciting. I just, like, he came back, and a few months later, he says, so, can Megan come and stay for a week and visit Colorado? And I'm like, who's Megan? Yeah. I mean, he never even told us about her. It was really crazy. And so then it's just kind of like they kept going back and forth and seeing each other. And, yeah, he told me last June that he wanted to propose, but he wanted to wait till they were in Disneyland in January. So he hung on to that ring, and we had to keep that secret for 6 months.
Wow.
But it was really awesome. It was, except it was a really rainy day, but the PhotoPass photographers were amazing. The skies happened to clear for just long enough to do the engagement when he wanted to. And he did it right. It was over Star Wars Lightside weekend. We got her out there to do the 10K, and my son and she both ran that with me. And it was the Thursday we got there. We went over to California Adventure, and got it all worked out very quickly with PhotoPass. And he proposed to her with the Mickey Fun Wheel behind, and pulled up this rose and opened it up with the ring inside. And I had all, like, a bunch of my friends all videotaping. And she said she knew something was up when everybody's standing around with cameras and she was standing there all by herself.
That was a giveaway, huh? Wow.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. So her parents have been, I guess I could say generous, but depends on a parent's perspective. And they actually bought a house for them to live in, and he's living in that house. And he's looking for a job, and she's living with her parents until the wedding. So he's got a place to stay, and it'll be a big adjustment.
Wow, what an adventure. That's unbelievable.
Yep, wow. Yep.
What a great story. I'll have to ask you if I have permission to use that story at the end. What a great story that is.
Sure, that's fine.
You took a cross-country trip then. You literally went from Colorado to the East Coast. Where exactly, Florence?
They're in Inwood, West Virginia. Okay. So they're about 90 or about 60 miles west of Dulles Airport.
Wow. And then you went south, right? From there.
Well, no, then we came back home, worked 3 days, and then flew to Florida.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you went south. I was like, I was lost. I was like, did you take the moving truck then down south?
We moved it. We turned the moving truck in. We flew back home, worked for a few days, and then so we got back Tuesday night, and then that Friday night we flew to Florida for the cruise, and then stayed. My husband flew home Sunday night. We all went to see Pandora on Sunday, which was amazing.
What do you think about Pandora?
I was looking forward to it. I know that people have always thought of Animal Kingdom as a half day park, but it is my favorite. I mean, I love Magic Kingdom too. So they're kind of like two children, right? I love them differently, but I was so excited to see Pandora, and when I was all done, even with all the heat, I realized we spent 11 hours in Animal Kingdom on Sunday.
Wow.
And the flight of passage was we got there at rope drop, before rope drop. So we planned at 8:30, and about 8:35 they started letting people in, and then the line just winds all around. But we were on the ride and off by 9:15, so it really wasn't that bad. But the queue was amazing. I'd heard all these things. I said, we have to go through the queue, and we had a fast pass for later. So I got to ride it twice that day, and it was absolutely amazing. You just can't even put into words how incredible that ride is.
Really cool. Any problems with, like, you'd have to describe, is your husband taller, shorter, heavier,
thinner? My husband's 6'3".
Okay. Did he have any difficulty getting on that ride?
He did not. We were worried about it.
Okay.
We were worried about it. But it was all fine. None of us, I didn't see a lot of people have trouble. I had one guy next to me on Tuesday morning that he had to adjust how he was sitting to get the dit to close. But the other times I rode it, no one had any problems, and we kind of kicked in pretty quickly.
Pretty cool.